St. George, Utah is now the fastest growing metropolitan area in the country, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The city in Washington County, Utah is tucked into the southwest corner of the state. The area's population grew by about 4% last year. But not all of Utah is thriving. Other areas lost population at some of the fastest rates in the country. So what's going on? Pam Perlick is director of demographic research at the University of Utah's Gardner Policy Institute. And Pam, why don't you start by telling us a little bit more about St. George, Utah, the place?
I've heard it referred to as sort of the Palm Springs of Utah. It has a climate that is just superb for wintertime, especially. It's within a stone's throw of Zion National Park. You get towering red rock and beautiful canyons, and with that low humidity and beautiful desert environment, it has a really high quality of life. Housing is still reasonable as far as the cost of housing. It's a small enough place that you don't feel like you're overwhelmed in a large city.
Is that the reason why it is the fastest growing metro area in the United States? All those reasons?
Yes. Now, we were accustomed to seeing the St. George metro area designated as among the fastest growing metro areas up until the financial crisis hit. That area of the state was hit with more overbuilding. It was much more like the housing markets got in Vegas, or if you look down into the Phoenix area. So it was part of that growth dynamic that led up to the speculative financial bubble that then there was the crash and the Great Recession.
Yeah.
2010 were the depths of the recession. And then as we started digging out of that, migration began to increase again. But what we've seen, particularly in the last 3 years, is a lot of the migration patterns and flows that we saw pre-Great Recession are beginning to reestablish themselves, albeit at a slower pace, both relatively and absolutely.
So 165,000 people live there approximately now, and we're seeing that 86% of the growth last year came from people moving in from other places. Now, that's important, isn't it?
That's very important because in Utah in general, we're kind of a 65% natural increase, 35% net in migration. But for the really fast growing areas of the state, net migration really plays a major role in this set of estimates. And the place that stands out the very most there is the Washington County area.
And who are the people moving in?
Well, there are a variety of people moving in, but it is disproportionately a retirement destination. So you're seeing what they're calling the young elderly. Those are people who are able to leave the labor market, say 55 years old or so, moving there with independent income and wealth. But then you're also seeing the streams of people who are already old enough to receive Medicare, that's showing up in the Medicare records. We also have some industry establishing itself there. Tourism is a mainstay of the Washington County economy. It's a big second home, vacation home community. That's part of the challenge of estimating the population there and understanding how much infrastructure and services are needed because on any given night, 20% of the occupied housing units are occupied by people who are not even showing up in the numbers that we're talking about.
Well,
right
you
now.
Make a you make a good point. When a city that's the size of St. George, it's growing steadily, but it's got to put pressure on things like the housing market, the sewer lines, the roads, that sort of thing. Are they keeping
and
up?
And water.
Yeah.
Water is the big constraint down there. And in our state projections, we see that Washington County is going to triple in size in the next 50 years, you know, surpassing 500,000 people. That really will fundamentally change the character of the place and put enormous pressure on infrastructure.
Well, this is also a tale of two counties in Utah because you have Uinta County there in the eastern part of the state up by Wyoming. It is losing population at one of the fastest clips in the country. What's going on there?
We have some areas of the state that are still tied to the very classic Western economies. So if you look at Carbon and Emery County, also Uinta County, these are places that are dependent on oil and gas and also coal mining. And so they are exposed to the booms and busts of those industries. At the same time, those industries have become more and more capital intensive, meaning they require less labor. So when the booms come, you know, they're richly rewarded. And then when the busts come, people have to leave.
So is there a lesson to be learned then between these two different counties in Utah, one that is losing people and one that is growing so fast? I mean, does it say something about the state's economy?
It does. And the one part of the state that we've not talked about is, of course, where 80% of the population lives, and that is in the Wasatch Front area.
In the Salt Lake area.
Yes, the greater Salt Lake area. And Provost Orem Metro, this is just to the south of Salt Lake, but connected to Salt Lake, you know, economically, through transportation, through all other connections. Let's not forget that it was also in the top 10 for metropolitan area growth, and it's number 8, and it's a much bigger place. So the real sort of globally connected metropolitan area to the north is becoming much more diversified, much more globally integrated. So that's the big driver of the Utah economy. St. George has a lot of connections to this area because of the second homes, because of the people who leave the Wasatch Front to retire. We look out into the rural areas, the ones that are still tied to those classic Western economies, mining and oil and gas. They are not connected in that way. They are just, you know, nakedly exposed to the brute forces of global markets and global competition and the booms and busts of those industries.
And that is a snapshot of rural America writ large.
Yes.
Pam Perlick is Director of Demographic Research at the University of Utah's Gardner Policy Institute. Pam, thanks for your time.
Thank you.